Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of It's Oye. And I got something to say. I got my girl Tay and Marie here with me, and we're going to get started.
Hey.
So today we're going to go ahead and talk about mentally dealing. If you're not aware, Kanye West had a public display of a mental breakdown.
That was scary.
Like, it was crazy. I felt like when he did that, what was that? That thing in South Carolina or North Carolina?
What you mean?
When he did that speech.
Okay.
And
okay.
He was like crying and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like,
with all the people.
Yes,
okay. Yes.
That's
yes.
What people should know. That was the mental breakdown.
Did you see what he did to the girl and stuff?
No.
He one of the girls from the audience was trying to tell him something.
Oh, probably like, bro, pull your slip up.
No, she was trying to tell him something, like what he was saying wasn't true. And he like pointed her out, like in the, oh my God, I wish I remember what he was saying to her, because he told her something like, don't.
What?
Yes, like pointing her out in front of the whole crowd right here. She like yelling at her. He was yelling at her, Toya. Yeah,
no.
So that's when they should have known right there. When he was yelling at her, his fans, that was wrong. When he started doing gospel, I was a little concerned.
I got concerned too. Now, there's nothing wrong with gospel.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Because I listen to me some gospel every morning. Now, what I'm saying is, when you're doing gospel, you have to put a lot into stuff. And your feelings are combined into those things because it's a thought process.
Right.
We also have to get our process of thinking together.
Right.
So it gets kind of difficult when we're not able to express ourselves the way we feel like we should.
Correct. I agree.
So, like, to find out now, like,
maybe he can't express himself.
I don't think so. Like, I don't think he knows how to properly express himself.
And since his mom died,
yep,
you know, that was so tragic,
right?
On him.
Oh, and he, like,
that was the only one he had, for real.
Like, getting married, being married is not easy. I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
I can be in with somebody for a long time in the same house. I mean, it gets tiring, I guess.
But I feel like even when everybody was like, oh, well, she was in the car and she was crying and she didn't really. Okay, first, pause.
Right.
Let's
right.
rewind. First off, she's crying because she doesn't know how to handle it.
Mm.
She's not.
Who was crying? Kim. Was she?
In the car. When he got to the treatment facility, he went there by himself.
Oh, okay.
But when he went, like, when they came to visit him, Kim went to go see him, and she was crying in the car and stuff like that. And I'm like,
they was recording it?
You know, paparazzi.
I'm like, damn.
They're public figures, so everything is in the eye. Everything is so major. Like, you catching every waking moment, regardless of what it is. It's visualized. It's monetized.
I know that is very annoying.
It's hard.
Very annoying.
Like, and you can tell, like, he has something going on. Like,
oh, yes. Did you see what he said when he said Get Out was about me? You ever saw Get Out?
Yeah, I seen Get Out.
Yeah.
That's why my face just went like that. Like,
yeah, he said everybody know Get Out was about me. Chris something something. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yes. That's my nervous laugh. You know,
yeah, I was reading the tweets like, somebody in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, okay. I'm on Twitter, too. Okay,
uh-huh.
Y'all can check me out. It's Oye the Shepherd. No. Yeah, Oye the Shepherd on Twitter. That's OYATHASHEPHERD. Now, I'm on Twitter. I'm looking at Twitter, and I'm looking at his mental breakdown on Twitter. I felt so bad for him.
At that moment?
Yes, at that very moment. I felt bad. Because I'm like, my man's is really having a full live breakdown on social media.
Mm-hmm. Like, he can't talk to nobody.
Nobody. And the way he want to vent, he can't vent the way he want to vent because they don't understand. See, in a culture where going to therapy is looked down on.
Right. Right.
He doesn't really have no outlet. So somebody should be at least like checking on my G, because they like, their whole thing is, you know, you got bipolar. Well, guess what? I'm diagnosed too. You don't see? Well, let me say, I take my breakdowns. Let me take that back. I do breakdowns, especially
but
on Facebook.
I'm pretty sure Kim is there for him. Kim is the helping soul. She's a lawyer at that.
Yeah.
So
she is also a
genuine,
Scorpio.
And she genuine.
and he would need that type of direction and nurturing, because he did lose his mom, and right now she's the mother of his children, so she knows, like, okay, this is the moment when he's sad. This is the moment when he's feeling down. What do I need to do to bring him up? And that's all I'm saying. Just be open.
And then everybody's stressing about Kanye. You know, tell her how she feel.
Hello.
She the one going through it too. Like, I got to deal with this. I have to live with him every day.
Every day.
And like, deal with this heckness or whatever he puts out.
It's such a struggle. It's such a struggle.
It is. Mental healthness is never easy in the world, and mental healthness, I feel like that it was that you didn't see it so much back then. Like when I was a kid,
no, it was there.
It was there.
It just wasn't as publicized
as now.
Yeah. So, cause I'd be like, my Tay and Marie, she in her 20s. Now me, I'm in my 30s. So that's why I said it was around. But in the early 2000s, I was in my teens and I suffered.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was just depression.
Okay.
And
that's what they were calling it.
Right.
Okay.
And then, like, the suicidal thoughts came, and then
it just bipolar started getting worse.
Okay. Over time,
like schizophrenia, like stuff, right. Like, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't want to get to that. I want to put a pause on that. Over time, you kind of, and I, at that time in my life, I didn't lose anyone. I was battling with the fact that my
mom, teenager,
yeah, okay, so. Growing up as a kid, this is why, like, my grandma meant so much to me. We got taken from my mom in 1990.
Okay.
We didn't get back with my mom until, like, 95, 96.
Okay.
So, my grandmother did the brunt of raising us during our girl years.
Uh-huh.
Then, by the time we got back with my mom had already started having kids again. And we were kind of just like...
More kids?
Okay. More kids. Like you forgot about us.
Uh-huh. Like you already got. Who was it? Just you and your sister?
It was me.
All four of y'all?
All the girls and my one brother, James. And then when my other brother came, Dante, they took him too.
You got seven siblings.
Nine.
I mean,
nine.
Oh, you got nine siblings.
Nine siblings.
Okay.
Well, on my mother's side, my mother has biologically birthed nine children.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness. I can imagine that family reunion off the chain.
It'll
probably be fun, though.
I'm pretty sure it would be a lot of different personalities.
Exactly.
But in the same token, you got to remember we all struggling with something, and nobody has actually dealt with the past.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of conflict.
But we still living in the past?
I mean, no. I wouldn't want to live in the past no more because we're grown. But in the same token, nobody dealt with it. Like, I'm dealing with it.
Right.
I'm going back and see where I have to find those blockages and bridge those gaps where it was closed at one point because I shut down. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to just close this whole world out of my head. And I'm not going to care anymore. So by the time we got back with my mom and everything, I was mad as hell. Because for one, you got a group of kids already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You having other kids and stuff.
That don't set your priorities.
Hold on.
All
right. You need to be right.
Like, but, what you doing now? Right. Come on.
Right. At that point, I fell down. I started getting really, really sad. And, like, my dad wasn't around. And I was yearning for that, like, majorly.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, she was going through what she was going through. And apparently, at that time, he was going through what he was going through. Because everybody going through something. That's why I had to say
That's
it.
Why you stay saying that.
That's why I say it. Trust me. Like, that is my...
You stay saying everybody going through
something.
Everybody is going through something.
Regardless of who you are, you're going through something. Because life can't be You can't just say, oh, I'm not going to have any stress. I'm not going to worry. First of all, stress is something that's needed during the day. Okay. You don't need that hectic stress. Mm-hmm. You need that real mild sense of stress so you'll know how to handle shit when shit get crazy. Okay.
And that's about it.
You got to have good karma and bad karma in your life because yin and yang can't work just on yin and yang. Okay. They got to work together. So, everybody going through something. I dare you to tell me otherwise.
Everybody is. Saying. Everybody I know.
Everybody I know. I was sitting up here looking online last night. I think like I'm gonna go be like a counselor.
Oh, now you want to be a counselor? It's like for school.
Yeah, like that's awesome. It'll make like I can see better for that. The podcasting. And I can see you doing like that. So I'm like, I could do that. Like I
can see. I can see you do that.
Talking. I would set a dope atmosphere, and I even set up like a room in my house. We ain't gotta go to no building,
right?
Be real comfortable,
right?
In the house,
we can talk.
We can talk. Mm-hmm. You get everything you want to get off your chest. Mm-hmm. I am here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
That's what I said.
It sounds good.
It sounds nice.
Oh, man. I like it. I really enjoy this. Like, I swear I gotta get a co-host. Because I feel like a lot of my talks on my podcast are more like rants, but to get someone else's opinion makes
it'll make it easier to see how somebody else takes
it. Yeah, so what can we do dealing with mental health to move forward as a community? Because once again, life is truly short, and you don't want to approach somebody in the midst of them their downfall and they're not feeling basically accepted by the world, so they might try to take their life. Or
I wish I could sometimes I wish I could go into other people's minds and just see what makes you so depressed, like what makes you so down. Like I be depressed, I be down, but I never let like it get the best.
Well, I'll speak on it because this recently just happened to me not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I could start off, the day start off real strong and good, and I'm in the best mood ever. And then they're called triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called triggers for a reason. A trigger is basically somebody bringing something to you that you just not here for. You already cleared it out your mind. You moved on from it. You let it go. And you're trying to heal.
Right.
Well, somebody comes in and says, for example, you a hoe. Oh, a hoe. Okay.
A hoe.
Wow. So you're not going to use something that caused me back then to want to die on me right now. Because when I grew up in high school, I was called a hoe.
By...
you know, people that didn't accept me for me.
Okay.
And that's just how I'm gonna put it. Because I was told by a significant other that this was what was going on and this is how people saw you. And I'm like, dang, that's how people saw me for real. Like, I really wasn't even doing nothing. But even in that same token, to bring it up this many years later, what you trying to do? You trying to trigger me?
Yeah, you trying to pull it out of me.
You want me to react and lose my mess because you know what mindset that puts me in.
You know what it do to me.
You already know. I become the She-Hulk. You crazy. I'm about to set it off in this sucker. I can't deal with things like this.
It's certain people, but it's certain. But that's sometimes that's a certain person that make you feel like that too.
Triggers.
And that's not everybody. Everybody, no, yeah.
Okay, let me clear this up. Everybody does not trigger me.
Mm-hmm.
People can say stuff to me and I look at them and then I walk right past them because you don't want to faze me.
Right.
But somebody that knows my background
and knows what gets me
going.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say that to me.
Oh, like, yeah.
For example, did I tell you the other day who was said to me?
Who was said to you?
What was said
to No.
Okay, so the other day I was told the reason why I can't love you the way you should be loved.
Oh yeah, you never said this.
Yeah. Because you're not pure.
Can you elaborate for me?
I'm gonna assume, and that's why I said I'm gonna assume that comment was based on the youth, the background of being called a hoe,
mm-hmm.
and my recent separation.
But you can't say that to somebody and you're dealing with them.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're dealing with me, though.
When
like,
it was said to me, I was like, oh.
You're dealing with me. Yeah, like, you're dealing with me. So how can you, who are you calling the kettle black?
Hello. But, you know, I ain't seen out there waving your flags out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might feel like I'm all this type of person and being a hoe and all this, that, and the other.
Is this a job or something? You said we 4 for all in. Last time.
Yeah. And it'd be straight for effort too.
I know. Last time it was yesterday. It was 4 for all number. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Right, right, no.
Sorry. Sorry. Like, you really debating how, like,
I'm like, no. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. I'm so tickled off of that one.
Okay. So, but yeah, Kanye is one of many that's struggling. Because August Alsina.
Oh, August Alsina. I was about to say SZA. And
what's wrong with SZA?
Summer Walker. SZA suffers.
Does she?
Yeah. Why do you think she shut down? She made one album and that was it.
Yeah, I was on the worst other one.
Because she shut down.
She's supposed to make another one like right. This year.
Right.
That's what she put on her Twitter.
Exactly.
So me and I was just listening to SZA on my way here.
I was listening to SZA yesterday.
I was listening to 20 something.
Oh, I just listened. Summer Walker, she did. Like anybody that you cannot sit up here and say you can see people who suffer from mental health. Please, mm-hmm. don't ever say that in your life, mm-hmm. because you would never know that I suffer.
Yep.
Because I tuck my shit down real tight. I pull it up, put a bow tie on this motherfucker.
So mental health is just depression.
Mental health is more than depression, but
okay.
It's
so if I'm depressed,
it's a form of mental health.
Okay.
So like if you go to the doctor and they ask you, have you been feeling depressed?
They ask that too.
Yeah.
And I say no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the injury. Always say no.
I'll say no.
I'm fine. They will psych ward you in a second if you say something reckless.
No, I'll say no. I'm fine. Like, you smoke? No.
No. I swear, I am definitely getting it. You want to come back?
Yes!
I need back and forth. Like, I love it.
Yes.
I love the vibe. Because it's an easier flow. Like, it's easier for me to get through 30-something minutes.
Uh-huh. It is. Talking to somebody.
Than by myself. Because yeah. I spend a lot of time trying to think of things to say.
Right.
And this is, like, my good release. And I really enjoy it so much. Like,
I love it here.
So, we're going to go ahead. Love so. It. We're going to have to find ways as a world,
mm-hmm.
community,
mm-hmm.
to better help our people who struggle with things like mental health. Some things that I think we could possibly do to help our people with mental health is basically when you see a cry for help, don't publicize it. Kind of right. Try to pull that person to the side and figure out, help them figure out what's wrong. Because
right.
I feel like if he never did that little thing where they caught him crying and stuff, like that, at that point when I seen him cry, I knew something was wrong. Because I'm like, man.
But he shut down a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he was on tour with Kid Cudi, and Kid Cudi had to come out and like give him a hug. And it was so
because
tragic.
You see it. You see it. It's such a painful thing. You see it. If you see, say you don't see, you are a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You are a lie. Even in my relationship, after I got off the psych ward
mm-hmm.
in 2017, I was out here calling everybody out on that game. Because first off, y'all had me locked up in the psych ward. Like, I went out here on a... I did in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, you know, I feel like everybody goes through things, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody handles things differently. That's the big thing. Everybody handles things differently.
Yeah.
I be wanting people to handle stuff like me.
Right. So, you know, I'm telling people, I'm partying, and I use her terminology a lot. You know, I'm an emotional gangster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I tell people all the time, like, don't take my weakness as sad.
Never.
Because that ain't what it is. Period. I'm an emotional gangster.
I will knuck if you butt.
Like, no doubt. But everybody has a breaking point, y'all. Like, you got to hit everybody.
They do.
Like, on some real life shit, everybody has a breaking point. And the crazy part is, you don't want them to get to that breaking point. I know when I was after I got out of the psych ward, and like I said, I was calling everybody out. I called everybody out on what type of mental health you had,
mm-hmm.
because of the things that you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody's going to keep me under the light and feed me medicine, and then y'all want to say I'm the one with the problem,
it's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
So,
no.
Since I know that I'm not the only one with a problem, I'm pointing out everybody's problem. Even when her,
you get a problem.
Mental health, and she start cutting herself. I said, oh, now she's suicidal. Oh no! So I'm like, let me get her some help.
Uh-huh.
Then my other daughter, she walking around trying to fight people and going to she angry. Uh-huh. Something's wrong. Let me get her some help.
Uh-huh.
And I said, since I'm getting the other two some help, let me get the last one some help too. We all gonna get some help out here.
Period.
Like, we not gonna be sitting around here angry.
Family counsel.
Yes, broken. Uh-huh. I even tried to get their father to get some counseling.
Uh-huh.
But she, like I said, being in our community.
They be so.
They frown upon it. They frown upon it.
I went to counseling when I was a kid.
I did too. I went to counseling. It was the best thing when I was young.
But I feel like my life was a little unlike others.
Hey, what?
Because my mom died when I was a kid. So I didn't have that motherly love. Saying that everybody had it. I mean, yeah, I'm not, but y'all still had your mothers. Y'all still got your mom at the end of the day.
Yeah, even like if present.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then my dad wasn't in my life, so I have I didn't.
God, think it stayed.
Now, in 2000, I started talking to my dad in 2011. I got a card for graduation. I started talking to my dad in 2011, but I had to like hunt him down. I forgot. Somebody gave me his number, my cousin. Because me and my cousin used to hang out because my cousin found me from my dad's side somehow on Facebook. So we start hanging out. We was cool going out to dinner. No, it was a dude. We start hanging out. We was going out to eat and stuff. He came out to eat for my birthday and stuff, my family. He gave me my dad's number. I called my dad when I graduated. And was like, I want to see you. Like, this is your daughter. I want to see you. But he kept making excuses.
Hmm.
So one day he was just like, all right, come over. I came over there. And that's how we started, like, talking again. It was like, I had to say something. Like, you going to keep making excuses or
what? Let me go ahead and say this real quick. It's called effort.
That's it.
Effort.
That's it.
It's when you push, you're determined, and you're looking for a result. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not put forth the effort, what will you get out of the action?
Nothing.
Facts.
Nothing.
Like facts. Straight facts.
Yep.
So y'all gotta understand with mental health, with anything in life, not just mental health. Okay. Because we all learning how to deal.
Definitely.
What we must understand is that effort, action, and responsibility. It's all words that we need to look up and write out as the definitions and put on our wall so you know what you look for in life.
Yes.
I'm not sitting up here saying I want somebody here. Bring me somebody in here. No, where's your effort? You ain't rolling up in here. Mm-mm. Thinking you about to get in. Mm-mm. I need effort. I need effort. Where's my flowers?
Something.
Where's my candies? Where's my lunch?
Where's my dinner? Can we go out? Can we go out?
Where's my walk?
A picnic? Yeah, a picnic or something.
Where's my sitting by some water?
I don't always want to sit up in the house and chill. Netflix and chill.
Like,
so
I like that.
I don't know. It's just like Kim. She a gospel, like a she a. What is she like a preacher? Her name is Kim. She a white lady. She said, some of y'all is cereal, Netflix, and chillers. Y'all need to go on out there, put the Netflix down, read a book, cherish the world while we can. Cause why we going through this? Why we going through this Corona stuff? And I'm like, she right.
I mean, she I agree. Right. I agree. I am a avid Netflix binge watcher.
I am not.
No.
I get bored easy.
I think that would be my gut. That must be the silence. Because I sit there and get wrapped up in a season of something, and I won't move until that season is over.
Yeah, I watch something. Like last show I've been watching was Queen of the South. And I'm still watching it.
I had to start watching it.
Yeah.
Last time I watched it in the company of somebody, and I was like, this shit good.
Yeah, it's good as hell. First I'm like, I should have been watching it. Yes. That's what I was saying. I should have been started watching this. Where was I at?
That is
where
was I?
I heard people talk about it, but I ain't never seen what the hype was about. Right. But I turned it on one day like, see, it's pretty good. Watched like three seasons. Yeah, like,
you ever saw Shame?
I know you saw Shame.
No, you never saw Shameless. Never seen it.
That's the show you need to be and watch on Netflix.
Somebody said that.
You need to be and watch. No, you need to be and watch Shameless.
Said that to me.
Shameless
in
this
last week.
You said you a Netflix. I'm like, I know you watch Shameless. Everybody watch Shameless. You gotta watch Shameless.
I'm a movie buff. Not a TV.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I watch Back to the Future, you know I'm watching all three Back to the Future. Like if I watch something with who was that? I forgot his name. Something Brand. The dude who played in Hop and Arthur and Get Him to the Greek.
You know, I don't know.
Well, I like this one character because I like his vibe.
Okay.
He was also in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I cannot remember his name, but I know his last name is Brand.
Brand.
So I'll been watch all his movies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's why I say, is that like a part of my mental though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. Some people, I guess.
I guess it would be.
Yeah, like,
that's
a
mental thing.
That is a mental
thing.
You literally
just sat here and watched the same
thing three times. You would watch the same thing three times.
I would. My sister
do that. Because
I feel like
I used to be like, what's wrong with y'all?
Her and her son.
I'm like, y'all just keep watching this. They used to watch Friday over and over again. I'm like, can y'all turn something else on?
Old movies.
They used to watch just the same thing over and over again.
So I swear, I think that is part of a mental health, but we will look into that over the next few days before we get into our next episode. It is Oye, and I'm always here because I got something to say. I got my girl, Tay and Marie.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we just did a podcast talking about Kanye West dealing with mental health, talking about mental health periods,
mm-hmm.
talking about how you won't be able to identify it if you see it. We're also, you know, want people to know to realize the cries for help. So again, it's Oye. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, any of the outlet sites that shows podcasting. And you also catch up my YouTube page at It's Oye and I Got Something to Say on Oye TV. Y'all, that's OYA. Okay? Catch me out here.
Till next time.
We out, y'all.